Are you ready to tie the knot? Handa ka na ba magpakasal? Are you preparing for a great marriage? Amazing to hear na ang wedding ay can last like 60 minutes or maybe more than that, 2 hours or 3 hours. But marriage will last for so long a time. Kaya minsan hindi maiwasan, no? Yung mga mag-asawa, they are preparing for their wedding. Tapos in the end, maghihiwalay din. So ano ba talaga yung mga bagay na kailangang ihanda bago ikasal? Ano yung mga kailangan para magpakasal? If you are listening right now, this is for you. This is for your marriage. And please don't forget to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Anchor.fm. And please leave your ratings here and don't forget to share it para maraming makarinig ng mga mag-asawa who are preparing for their weddings or their marriage. And this is an amazing episode that we have ready to tie the knot with Brother Bars and Sis Jobel again, no, di ba? So ayan, so hello Sis Jobel and Brother Bars. So ano ba talaga yung mga dapat ihanda, no, kapag ikakasal? So iting lagi niyong ginagawa when you are trying to guide or mentor young couples or couples to be. Ayan, so ayan, let's hear it from Brother Bars and Sis Jobel.
Yes, thank you, Brother Randy. Ito, honest and siguro sad reality. I've talked to many engaged couples and isa talaga sa mga common mistakes ay they prepare more on the wedding day. They spend much sa wedding, sa efforts nila, sa time, sa energy. And just to clarify, I have nothing against preparing for wedding.
Right.
All means, kung kaya mo, go for it. Pero, please, ang lagi kong pakiusap sa lahat ng mga engaged couples, do not take for granted yung pag-prepare mo sa marriage. There was this one story na sinasabi ko sa kanila. There was this couple na nagkaroon ng bahay and then kita nila yung pintuan ng bahay nila, front door, parang ang pangit, tara designan natin. So itong couple na to, dinesignan yung pintuan, pinalitan, pinaghandaan talaga, they give their all, they give their time, their money para mapaganda yung pintuan, pati effort sila, energy nila binigay nila. And then so wow, ang ganda, sabi ng couple. And then pagpasok nila doon sa bahay, yung bahay nila sa loob, sira-sira, hindi pa tapos, walang furnitures, hindi pa napinturahan. Now, bakit ko siya pinento? Kasi yun yung nangyayari sa mga engaged couples. They prepare much sa door, which is the wedding.
Right.
Yung wedding kasi it's a door papunta doon sa bahay mo talaga. Yung magiging lifestyle.
Ganda nun, ha?
So, nag-prepare sila sa door, binigay nila lahat sa wedding. Pagdating sa marriage, ayun, Brother Randel, parang, ay, hindi natin to nakita ah, pero nandito na tayo sa loob eh. Parang, ay, hindi natin to napag-usapan, hindi natin to napaghandaan, pero nandito na tayo sa loob. So, common mistake talaga ng engaged couples. And another sad reality, Brother Randel, na na-discover namin, most engaged couples, they find the wedding and marriage parang synonymous. Nung sinabi ko doon sa, bakit ko nasabi yan? Kasi meron isang engaged couple na nakausap namin ni Jubel. Kamusta ang preparation ninyo sa marriage? So, sabi niya, okay naman po. So, sabi ko, baka gusto niyo ng guidance, we can help you. Sabi ko, ganyan. Ay, pasensya na po, kuya. Meron na po kaming wedding coordinator.
Yeah. Ang ganda yun, Brother Bars, ha? I mean, people are just common couples. Notions, no? Na they are looking for wedding coordinator. Di ba? Di ba? Totoo naman yun, no?
Correct. Wedding coordinators, which is, okay din yun to prepare for the wedding. Pero bihira lang talaga yung masasabi natin parang people who will help you plan for your marriage naman.
Mm-hmm.
Because for us, kami mag-asawa, that's the most important na kailangan mong paghandaan. Kasi hindi yung pagpapakasal, kundi yung pag-aasawa.
Galing! I love
sabi
that.
Sabi naman kanina, Brother Randall, di ba? 60 minutes CBC wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, si marriage can last mga up to 60 years.
Right. Nakita ko lang yan dun sa ano nyo, sa post nyo.
Amen. Praise God.
Very powerful. Very powerful. Totoo naman eh, no? Kasi ako, I sang... Kasi before I was a wedding singer, so marami na ako nakantahan ng mga wedding. So marami rin ganyan, no? Totoo, bonggacious talaga yung wedding, no? But failed to prepare for their marriage, di ba?
Yes. Which is medyo nakakalungkot on our part kasi gusto natin talagang ipaintindi sa kanila what kung ano nga ba yung marriage. Kasi yung popular na saying natin, hindi ito parang kanin na napasok kayo.
Tama.
To be honest, Brother Randall, natutuwa ako sa mga nakikita ko sa Facebook na nag-propose. Uy, hindi.
Di ba? Tama.
Pero, isa rin at the back of my mind, to be honest, nagtatanong ako, Brother Randall, naiintindihan ba talaga nila kung ano yung papasukin nila? Or is it
tama.
Just the kilig?
Tama, no?
Kasi we are blinded by the kilig. Engaged couples are blinded by the kilig.
Tama.
Na they thought that their kilig, their love for each other, ay yun yung makakapagpatibay ng kanilang marriage, which is isang factor din yun. Pero kailangan mo rin talagang paghandaan yung ilang mga circumstances. So, kaya minsan hindi na sila nakakapag-prepare for marriage. And another reason din, okay, sige Bars, prepare tayo sa marriage. Paano?
Yan, gusto ko yan.
Yung ganun. So, kahit gusto namin mag-prepare sa marriage, pero sa ang aspeto, anong angulo namin kami mag-prepare sa marriage? Mm-hmm. Alam na sa wedding, alam na natin, oh, ng paghanda natin sa wedding, merong sa photos, sa video, sa venue, pero sa marriage, saan?
Tama.
So, pwede ito title natin.
Ang gandang sa question yun,
yan. Binibigay niya na, okay, at least ito, bibigyan ka namin ng rason to prepare for your marriage. At the same time, ito rin, how to prepare for marriage.
Amazing. Ayan, so... napakaganda, no? Kasi parang tama nga naman, no? And while you were saying na they are busy preparing for the church, para sa reception, para sa mga giveaways, ayan, yan ang mga common na yung damit, no? Sino-sino yung aabay, sino yung magninino at ginang. Pero yung tanong na paano ba magpe-prepare for marriage? I mean, ang naisip ko tuloy bigla kanina, where does that go to or nauuna ba siya? Does it precede yung pagpe-prepare sa wedding or yung marriage? And how long kayo in ready to tie the knot? How do you do that? And what are the things na kailangan ba talaga i-prepare ng isang mag-aasawa?
Hi, I'm Agirl.
I'm Joel, and we are
Mommy Said,
Daddy Said.
We would like to invite you to follow our podcast.
And join us in our heart-to-heart conversations as we talk about
relationships,
marriage,
parenting,
and everything in between, with the hopes that you too can make beautiful conversations.
Follow us on Spotify and our other social media platforms.
Like Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Just look for
Mommy Said,
Daddy Said.
Join us every Saturday
and be part of our conversation.
Let's do life together!
For ready to tie the knot, first is you have to know or you need to know the difference between wedding and marriage.
Galing! Yan, ang ganda yan.
Pag alam mo ang difference niyan, alam mo din kung saan ka talaga mas mag-prepare. First is wedding. Nasabi na napapayawan na po natin kanina, wedding is just an event. And ang marriage, it's a lifestyle. It's a vocation. Diba?
Amazing.
So, event event, let me use the term lang, just to compare it. Event lang si wedding, pero si marriage, ito yung magiging buhay ninyo.
Galing.
Yung life ninyo. So, saan ka mas mag-prepare? So, I know yung mga listeners natin, alam na nilang sagot. Second thing, para ma-identify natin yung difference, wedding is involvement, marriage is commitment. So, kapag sa wedding, mag-involve ka lang eh. O anong kailangan mo? O sige, ibigay natin yung sa bayad sa coordinator o i-prepare natin yung ganyan. So, walang masyadong commitment. When I say commitment kasi, ang meaning natin, may sakripisyo. Sa marriage, may sakripisyo. Because you need to think of your spouse. Mas mag-isipin mo siya kaysa sa'yo. You need to die, quote and quote, sabi nga ng brother ko, to die to yourself. So, saan ka mas mag-prepare? Ayan. And I know, yung mga listeners natin, ang sagot nila, marriage. And number three, ito, wedding, yung difference ng wedding and marriage, ang wedding ay
wedding. Different. Yeah.
No, wedding at ng medyo na na-hook up ako doon sa pangalawa eh. Ang wedding and marriage, isa sa mga...
It's a goal. Wedding is a goal.
And same, marriage is a vision.
Right.
So,
Brother Vas, ang ganda niyan. Gusto, I want you to elaborate on this kasi wedding is a goal, no? Yun yung inaasam mo, pero but marriage is a vision. So how does that make a difference?
Para sa akin kasi social media,
hype, tayo, no, hinahype, tama.
Talaga, we are so much bombarded of a so-called dream wedding. Lalong-lalo sa mga babae, no? Ay, ito yung dream wedding ko. Dapat ganito yung mangyari. Dapat ganito, ganyan, ganyan. And we are really so much hype with that dream wedding. But have you ever meron ka rin bang naisip na na-dream mo rin ba ng to have a great marriage? Diba?
Wow! I love that.
Ito ba yun? Na magkaroon ng great marriage, to have a great family, diba? That will last really long. And yun nga, yung wedding will last only for about an hour. Diba? So, this ready to tie the knot is a blueprint. Blueprint for your long-lasting relationship. So, ika nga, diba, sa isang bahay, may kita mo, yes, you dream a good house, you dream a very beautiful house.
Right.
But if you ever have consulted an architect, consulted an engineer to have a blueprint, to have that very strong house, strong amazing home, diba? So we are here, they're ready to tie the knot, to help those engaged couples to have really a strong,
right,
of course, committed relationship.
Ganda.
It's a vision and the goal. Wedding as a goal and marriage as a vision. Both of them are important. Diba? Itinuro sa atin sa corporate na si vision or si goal ay parte para ma-achieve mo si vision. So, meron kang vision and then ano yung gagawin mo to achieve that vision? Yun yung mga goals mo. Mga short-term or long-term goals mo. Ang goal natin ay magpakasal para mangyari yung vision natin na pag-aasawa. So, pag goal kasi, ano lang yan, parte yan ng vision. Natutulong lang para sa vision. Vision, yun talaga yung pupuntahan natin. So yung pupuntahan natin, kung ano yung pupuntahan natin, malamang na malamang, doon tayo dapat mag-prepare. Hindi lang sa daan, which is the course. So, again, sabi ko nga kanina, common mistake, we are just prepared, engaged couples are just preparing the daan papunta doon sa destination. Nakalimutan nilang pag-preparean yung sa destination.
Amen.
So, the three things na dapat alam ng engaged couples before na they say I do or magpakasal or to tie the knot.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah, grabe, grabe. Very powerful. Ang question ko, for both of you, hindi ba mahirap, like you are you've been together for 3 years and you are journeying with these people who are like, meron ba nagsabi sa inyo, kayo nga, bago pa lang. So, how do you do that? I mean, na-curious ako, how do you do that? That you are mentoring and leading these couple aspirants, couple aspirants to lead them in their marriage. And how is that, how is this ready to tie the knot, blessing your marriage, kayong dalawa?
Yes, actually, to be honest, Brother Randall, meron talagang, ayoko naman sabihin nag-question or what.
No, correct.
Nagtanong lang, wala naman sigurong intensyon na.
Oo, tama.
Sabi niya, ano kayo mag-guide ng mga engaged couples, yung mga tao magpapakasal? Eh, kayo mismo, yan, bagong kasal pa lang.
Oo, yes.
Then sabi ko naman sa kanya, opo, totoo po, 3 years pa lang.
Yeah.
Pero dumaan din kami sa engagement stage. So, alam namin Great. Kung ano yung dapat nilang paghandaan. And then, eto din, yung sinishare namin, this is based on yung puro ng mga mentors namin. At the same time, puro ng experiences namin. So, ng bagong mag-asawa. So, I know na, or naniniwala kaming mag-asawa na kung ano man yung i-share namin dito, huwag mo na lang tignan kung sino ang nag-share.
Galing. I love yung that. Tama. Kung amazing.
Yung value. Parang, yung isang kwento that I could relate, a baseball player, tapos biglang naging basketball coach, pero yung pag-coach niya, sa basketball, alam naman niya, it can win championships. Huwag mo na lang tingnan na baseball player siya. Tingnan mo na lang.
So, pero amazing. Very powerful. And how is this ready to tie the knot, bless your marriage? Kayong dalawa?
Ikaw muna, my dear.
Ayan. Because sa amin naman, we do believe kasi we're not just, you know, parang we've entered into relationship as Jobel, Bars entered into this relationship as Bars. Mm. But putting God as the center of it and putting God, God put us together.
Amen.
Yan, but God put us together. Hindi yung ginusto ko to na magpakasal, ginusto ni Bars na magpakasal, kundi yung gusto ng Diyos. Para,
galing. I love that.
So in that lens siguro in that lens kapag yun na ganun na talaga yung level of spirituality maturity in the lens of God, no one wala nang makakapagsuwalay sa iyo.
Amen.
And
amen.
While we are parang talking sa mga engaged couples mentoring, and kasi meron din siyang coaching sessions. So, habang kausap namin ng mga engaged couples, nabibless din kami sa kwento rin. Kasi, akala namin kami ang nakakapag-bless sa kanila.
Right.
Nabibless sila sa amin because of what we share. Pero, habang tumatagal yung kwentuhan namin while we journey with this couples, engaged couples, kami rin, it turned out din na kami rin nabibless.
Galing.
Kasi share sila na, ay, mapapaaha kami. Oo nga, tama. So, tinukuha din namin yon para i-share din sa iba. Kasi may mga experiences sila na hindi namin na-experience. Kapag kapagkwentuhan na kami, ayun po, natututo kami. So, itong ready to tie the knot, na naniniwala kami na more than na-bless niya yung mga English couples, kami, as husband and wife, na-bless din. Kasi, ano rin eh, Brother Randall, it protects us, yung marriage namin. Kasi, sabi ko sa misis ko, may ready to tie na tayo. Nag-guide tayo ng engaged couples. So, yung tipong, tayo dapat ang mamumuna. Tayo ang quote-unquote role model.
Yes, it reminds us.
Oo, na-remind namin. Whenever na, ito mamakwento lang, Brother Randall, whenever na, medyo magka, siyempre ako, may struggle ako on my patience. Tapos medyo sasabog na konti. Tapos meron yung time na makikita ko sa laptop kasi ang screensaver niya ay ready to tie the knot na logo. Tapos nare-remind kami ni Lord na, ready to tie the knot.
Okay. Galing.
So dapat sa buhay din namin, sa buhay din namin siya. Ayun. So talagang binibless niya rin si ready to tie.
I love it, guys, that you said that yung element of God that is hindi naman kayo hindi niyo ginusto pareho, but you responded to the call of God because marriage is a vocation, it's a call from the Lord. You both responded to that call. At yung element ng Diyos, nakakatuwa yun kasi pag talagang hindi talaga ang ano eh, kailangan merong third party. Ang third party natin ay si Lord, di ba? He's always in the middle of our relationships. And yeah, can you send any message to those who are aspiring to or wanting to have a great marriage? So please invite them to Ready to Tie the Knot. Kung ano man yung journey nyo that you can offer them. Yan. Please invite our listeners.
Hello, friends, brothers and sisters. Hello, engaged couples. No, alam ko, marami kayo. Nandyan lang kayo, nakikinig, di ba? Pero we would like to invite you to subscribe and like our page, Ready to Tie the Knot, para mas marami pa kayong matutunan, and let's journey together. Now, let's journey together. We have here Coach Bars as your pre-marriage coach, and he will explain to you, he will join with you in everything. How about you?
Yes. We always remember that marriage is not just about kayong dalawa. Babalikan ko yung sinabi rin ni Brother Randall, yung element ni Lord. Marriage is not for kayo, it is not you both, kayong dalawa, finding one another, but God putting you together. So in marriage, laging ninyong tatandaan na hindi lang kayo kinasal sa isa't isa, kinasal din kayo kay Lord. Yan yung isang reason minsan kung bakit ang galing maghiwalay ng mga asawa, because they thought kasal lang sila sa bawat isa. Nakakalimutan nila na kasal din sila sa Diyos.
Amen.
At kapag alam mo yun na kasal ka sa Diyos or ikakasal ka rin sa Diyos kasi engaged couples kayo, you know that your journey sa marriage ay magiging fruitful and meaningful. I am not saying magiging madali, pero magiging fruitful and meaningful. And as you enter into marriage, always remember that anumang bukasyon ang ipiliin mo, you need to really prepare for it. And Ready to Tie the Knot is here to help you, to guide you. Kasi sabi ko nga kanina, preparation for marriage, saan, paano? Ito po si Ready to Tie the Knot. Sasabihin namin sa inyo kung bakit at paano kayo makakapag-prepare sa marriage. We have some mentoring sessions. Meron kami mga coachings. We have this webinar. We also have this Facebook group na wherein you can join the Facebook group. Support system, lalo na sa mga engaged couples. May mga married couples din doon to share their experiences also. Para hindi lang kami ang nag-share. Meron din mga nag-share na other couples na pinagdaanan din yung engagement stage. Basta ang masasabi ko lang sa lahat ng engaged couples, prepare more sa inyong marriage.
Amen! 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 Team Barbell! Brother Bars and Sis Jobel, thank you so much for being with me here dito sa Bukasyon Podcast. We're so blessed. Grabe, sobrang nakita ko pa lang to kanina, nag-uusap tayo backstage, and we're really, really blessed to have you here. God bless you both, and I pray that there will be more couples that you'll be able to lead into great marriage, responding to the call of the Lord. Bukasyon is a vocation, it's a call. Yeah, maraming salamat po for those who listen right now. Please don't forget to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and anchor.fm. And please, if you like this episode of Team Barbell Ready to Tie the Knot, leave your ratings or any comments or any questions. Please send it and we will respond to that. And please don't forget to share this with your friends, especially those who are preparing for wedding and for the great marriage, the big one that you have. So this will be of great help to them. At ang Ready to Tie the Knot to help them. Always remember, open your doors to new beginnings. God bless you.